from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, you are listening to
The Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on vionis.id and also application RRI Digital plus the shortwave 3325 kHz or 4755 kHz. Today, there's me, Steve, and also
Kyra.
And we'll bring you more information about Indonesia and we'll begin with the news.
This is Newsline, first the headlines. Indonesia's foreign minister meets UN Secretary General to discuss Palestinian peace.
Indonesia strengthens digital integration for Hajj services.
And this is the news in detail. Indonesia's foreign minister Sugiono held a meeting with United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres at the United Nations headquarters in New York on Monday, February 16th. During the talk, the two discussed developments in the situation in Palestine and efforts to promote a just and lasting peace. Minister Sugiono conveyed his plan to attend the UN Security Council session on February 18, which will discuss peace efforts in the Middle East, particularly the evolving challenges in Palestine. In addition, he also informed about the planned participation of Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto in the Board of Peace meeting in Washington, D.C. on February 19 alongside several world leaders. He emphasized that Indonesia's participation reflects its commitment to promoting a just and enduring peace, as well as ensuring that the implementation mechanisms of the Board of Peace are synergistic and strengthen ongoing UN efforts. In response, Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed appreciation for Indonesia's consistent commitment to supporting a peaceful resolution to the Palestinian issue.
Indonesian Minister of Transmigration Muhammad Iftitah Suryanagara in Batam on Monday announced that the central government had distributed 16 fishing boats to Rempang Eco City in Tanjung Banon, Rempang Island. He hopes that the community in Rempang Eco City will utilize the assistance to improve local economy.
In principle, we have distributed 16 fishing boats to the community. We hope that they will not only move to a new location, but also find jobs that will continue to generate income for their well-being.
Rempang Fisherman's Village is one of Indonesian government's priority program to transform coastal villages into modern, clean, and productive areas. Through this program, the government builds integrated infrastructure and improves the welfare of fishermen through village cooperatives spread across various regions of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Ministry of Hajj and Umrah is set to strengthen digital system integration with Saudi Arabia to improve the quality of Hajj and Umrah services. The initiative aims to ensure better protection for Indonesian pilgrims, whose numbers reach millions each year. Minister of Hajj and Umrah Moh Irfan Yusuf said in Jakarta on Tuesday that the integration is not merely about technological modernization. He emphasized that all processes from visa issuance and accommodation to health services and return arrangements must be comprehensively monitored and protected. According to the minister, the government is committed to ensuring that every stage of the pilgrimage process runs more efficiently through an integrated digital system. The commitment was conveyed during the Saudi-Indonesian Umrah Co-Exchange Forum held in Makkah, Saudi Arabia, on Monday, February 16. At the forum, Indonesia expressed full support for the modernization of Hajj and Umrah services in line with Saudi Arabia's Vision 2030.
Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono called Batam a miniature of Indonesia. He made the statement on Monday while attending the Chinese New Year celebrations. According to him, the spirit of unity seen in the Chinese New Year celebration in Batam reflects the strength of Indonesian nation. He hopes this maintained harmony can be a major asset for national development.
I think this shows that Batam is a miniature of Indonesia, a center of multicultural diversity celebrated with tolerance and beautiful harmony. This is a strength for our nation, and hopefully Indonesia will continue to be harmonious and can focus on economic transformation towards an increasingly advanced Indonesia.
Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, who was on a series of working visits to Batam, expressed optimism that by maintaining unity amidst diversity, accelerated infrastructure development and economic recovery, especially in Riau Islands, can proceed optimally.
Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs Nasaruddin Umar extended his congratulations to the Confucian and Chinese communities in Indonesia celebrating the 2577 Chinese New Year.
Semoga tahun baru ini ya membawa kedamaian.
May this new year bring peace, health, wisdom and prosperity to us all. Justice is the main foundation of national life. With justice upheld, poverty can be overcome together through brotherhood and social concern.
Melalui persaudaraan dan kepedulian sosial.
Nasaruddin Umar also hopes that this celebration will strengthen social justice for all Indonesians. This year's Chinese New Year Indonesia carries the theme New Year Harmony in Nusantara or Indonesia, where the National Committee aims to demonstrate that Indonesia grows through harmony amidst diversity.
Listener, that was the news from the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
jalan sambil bergandeng tangan, lalu berdansa sambil pelukan rasa. Oh, angin berbunyi nada seperti lagu cinta, ku tulis tentangmu. Kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis. Menari-nari
romantis
sambil merayu, lupakan ada waktu. Oh, angin berbunyi nada seperti lagu cinta, ku tulis tentangmu. Kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis. Kita bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Sambil gandeng tangan, hati pelukan di angan syahdu.
Lihat ke langit, bintangnya berkedip-kedip, semua merasa sepenuh hati ada di sana. Terlalu senang, terlanjur sayang. Harus aku katakan, kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis. Bergandeng tangan, bermain angan yang syahdu. Kita bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Sambil gandeng tangan, hati pelukan.
Kita bikin romantis,
bergandeng tangan,
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, coming up next is our podcast.
And it is about Green Shores Blue Seas Saving Our Mangroves with Rahma.
Hi,
Jakarta that may be known for its skyscrapers, traffic, hustle and bustle of the city. But beyond the city lights, there is a quieter, greener story unfolding. Along its northern coast lies the Thousand Islands archipelago, home to one of Indonesia's most important mangrove ecosystems. So how is the importance of mangrove and also what we can do to protect and preserve the mangrove? Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to Voice of Indonesia podcast with me, Rahma. And in this edition, we carry the theme Green Shores, Blue Seas, Saving Our Mangroves Together. Let's talk about it. Let's deep dive into it with two people who are deeply involved in this mission. We have the Senior Fisheries Officer at DKI Jakarta Food, Marine and Agriculture Resilience Agency, Putri Zulfania.
Hello.
Hi, Putri. And we also have Jakarta Mangrove Foundation. We have Bayu Pamungkas.
Hello.
Hi, Bayu.
Hi.
So how are you today, Putri and Bayu, on this very bright day?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Yes, great. Thank you so much. I hope you're doing well.
Thank you. So hopefully this bright day expresses and shows the bright future of mangrove as well. So let's begin with something simple but powerful, namely about the title of today's episode, namely Green Shores, Blue Seas. Let's begin with Putri. How do you define this title personally?
Yeah, for me, green shores and blue seas means living balance with the nature, and green shores represent the mangroves that protecting and nurturing life on land, and while blue seas reflect the vibrant waters full of life, and they are both important and essential for Jakarta's future, for balance and sustainability.
Okay, and what about Bayu? How do you view this episode's title?
Yeah, this title really amazing, by the way. And the Green Shore Blue Seas, for me, means future. You know, Indonesia has the largest ocean that has a lot of biodiversity. And also, this quiet often really neglected. And mangrove provide anything that human needs, which means we have to protect them for our brighter future.
Okay, and when it comes to mangroves, sometimes they do not get much attention they deserve. So could you both share why these coastal forests are so vital, not only for the marine life, but also for the local communities?
So as we know, mangroves is our natural living system. They can protect the coast from the erosion, flooding, and also the sea rises. And also they absorb carbon and then provide the habitat for fish and wildlife. And for the local communities, mangrove can be the safety and also food security. And then new opportunities through the ecotourism and education, because mangrove itself can support their livelihood. And we can say that if mangrove thrive, the people's life are getting better as well.
Okay, and Bayu, why do you think mangroves are that pivotal?
Yeah, totally aligned with Putri said that mangrove can absorb pollution from carbon dioxide, because according to research paper, mangrove can absorb 4 up to 8 times more than terrestrial trees, and also aligned with the resilience of the coastal area in the Thousand Island. Mangrove can also prevent the sea level rises that often faced by small island in this, for example, in Tidung Island.
Okay, so we can say that mangrove serves as both providers, protectors as well. So what do you think, Putri, about this role that mangrove provides food, shelter for marine species? Does it mean that mangrove also contribute to food security?
Yeah, it can be true, because mangrove provide the home for many species. They provide the food and place for breeding, and then it can increase the local fish stock that can be fished by the local resident and also people around.
Okay, and from food security, now we turn into the environmental issues. What about mangrove that may store carbon by you?
Mangrove really is a special thing in the nature that provide to human. Mangrove allows human to breathe a lot of oxygen and provide a better air quality, because they can neutralize the pollution from the city center or from other emission, for example from cars, for industry and so on. That's why mangrove really can provide a lot of things to human.
Yeah, what about the blue carbon?
Because the mangrove is one of the coastal ecosystem, beside the corals and the seagrass, mangrove also considered as a blue ecosystem, because they can adapt with the sea waters. That's why mangrove often find in the coastal areas such as river mouth and other place.
Okay, and now let's talk about what's being done on the policy level. How is the Jakarta provincial government currently addressing mangrove rehabilitation and protection?
Yeah, so we already take an integrated approach to restore and protect the mangrove. So we focus on replanting, protecting the coastal areas, and also involve the local communities in that program. And then the priority areas in Jakarta include Tidung Kecil Island, Muara Angke, and Kamal Muara. And we also work closely with the ministries, Ministries of Forestry and also Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries, and collaborated with NGOs and also private partners to make sure our rehabilitation efforts are science-based and sustainable.
Any key achievements or maybe lessons learned from recent restoration projects that you could share that are taking place, like here in Tidung Island, Thousand Island, or North Jakarta?
Until now, so far we have already restored and protected more than 425,000 mangroves since 2015. And one best example of these programs is the Ecomarine Mangrove Park in Muara Angke, if you have been there before. And that place is the place that combine education, conservation, and also tourism in one place. And the biggest lesson that we've learned based on our experience is that restoration will only work if the local community get involved in, truly involved in this program, and then they get the benefit from this mangrove. Because if people see mangrove thrive, they will be the best protector of mangrove.
Okay, so when we talk about big programs, it often come with big challenges as well. So what are the main obstacles faced in maintaining and expanding mangrove areas?
So definitely urban pressures is the biggest challenge for us, including limited space, land use conflict, and also industrialization and pollution also. And as you know, Jakarta is a fast-growing mega city. So balancing the development and then the conservation is not easy. So it requires a constant coordination and shared commitment with so many stakeholders. And we also need to people see and understand that mangroves are not vacant land. It's a living infrastructure that support that protect our city, then they can support us in the future.
Okay, something that we never realized probably. And you talk about collaboration engagement before. So how does the government involve local communities, fishermen or even youth in this program?
So we involve local communities and also stakeholders like NGO and the other parties from the very beginning, from the planning, planting and also monitoring and even the managed activities, tourism activities. And then because by giving them the active role, they will have a real sense of belonging, so they can protect the mangroves too. And for the collaboration, we also do it with the schools, universities, and also the private companies through the CSR program to raise awareness and to share the knowledge. And this shared responsibility helps to build a long-term commitment and then hopefully can be involved in people's daily habits.
Okay, so Bayu, maybe you can share the collaboration that you have made, including with the regional government.
Yes, definitely. The collaboration between the community, NGOs, and national agencies such as the Food, Agriculture, and Food Security Resilience Agency is really beneficial and important for us because this collaboration allows us to expand even faster, and in the natural perspective, it allows to gain more attention to the public and faster or accelerate the mangrove conservation itself.
Any success story or initiative would you like to share from your foundation?
Yes, definitely. I can share that the collaboration between us, mangrovejakarta.id Foundation, and Food, Marine and Agriculture Agency is really a successful initiative that we have until now, because since 2021, we have planted more than 50,000 mangrove seeds, and the survival rate is really amazing. It reached up to 60%, which is quite amazing for the mangrove conservation. And in the upcoming program, we also have planned to transplant coral reefs and seagrass as well.
And so how do you see the awareness, the enthusiasm of youth in rehabilitating a mangrove, and how you keep motivating them?
Yeah, it is really amazing actually. We utilize social media really, really amazingly. We try to adapt with the Gen Z style and try to engage with them with really innovative approaches. That's why we really encourage the youth to really use the social media properly to support the conservation. Other than that, we also encourage the youth generation in the real action, such as through volunteering activity, as well as the internship, which they can apply to us and contact us to follow the program. And also, there is one our amazing program called Indonesia Mangrove Ambassador, which we really encourage the youth to become spokesperson of mangrove conservation in Indonesia, and hopefully they can be a pioneer in their own hometown to protect and rehabilitate or conserve mangrove area.
Any support that the foundation needs from the government, for example?
Yes, definitely. As a foundation, any support is matter for us. Support such as the information access, collaborative permission, or even active participation in mangrove related plan or development also really important for us, so we can really align what we will do in the near future, as well as align with international movement, as well as Indonesia government plan in the future. That's why any support from government and support from the private sectors really matter to us to really accelerate the mangrove conservation in Jakarta.
Okay, so how do you respond to this, Putri? The support from the government to the foundations?
So as the government, we also really need support from the communities and also the people around us, because we cannot work individually, so we have to do the collaboration to make it greater and also sustainable. Yeah, so that's a great initiative to continue for the next program.
Okay, so looking at Jakarta's progress so far, could this model of mangrove management can be applied as well in the other coastal cities across Indonesia, or inspire them even beyond?
Yes, so Jakarta already have this kind of program that it shows that the even dense urban city, dense urban city can bring nature back with us together. And then we have a lot of commitment and teamwork, and our model blends urban resilience and then also community participation and also the green infrastructure. And it's proof that the environmental recovery, it's possible everywhere. So even in the dense city like Jakarta.
Since you mentioned before about people's public participation, maybe you can tell them some tips and tricks to contribute to preserve this marine. What small things that they can do for a big impact?
So for the people that want to actively participate in mangrove program, they can also contact us. If you are in Jakarta, or if you want to go to Jakarta, you can contact us and then do the mangrove tree planting with us. And also, you can contact us via Instagram or something, social media and other social media.
Okay, then this is for Bayu. If you look ahead 5 years from now, what are your main hopes or goals for Jakarta's mangrove rehabilitation efforts?
Yeah, I really hope that mangrove rehabilitation can be more widespread throughout, not just in the Thousand Island, not just Jakarta, but throughout Indonesia. Other than that, we also have to apply as we call it as a comprehensive coastal rehabilitation, which really not focus on the mangrove area, but also coral reefs and seagrass, and as well as engaging with the local community itself.
Okay. And to before we wrap up, Putri, in one sentence, maybe you can inspire people to care about mangrove. How would you do it?
Okay, when we protect mangroves, we protect our future, our coast, our climate for our next generation.
Okay, hopefully that may inspire VOI listeners and viewers wherever you are. And still another inspiring session of this podcast. I'd like to have a quick answer from you. You have to describe mangrove through each letter of the word itself. So what is M to describe mangrove? But you have to do it very quickly.
Okay.
Who goes first?
I think the ladies first.
Ladies
first. Thank you. Thank you.
Gentlemen, ladies first, start from okay. M.
M. Married.
Avicennia.
N. Nature.
And green, green shore.
And then?
R.
R. Rhizophora.
And O. Ocean.
V. Vision.
And E. Ecology.
Ecology! But wait a minute, I heard, what is that?
Avicennia and Rhizophora.
And Rhizophora.
Okay, is that some spelled from Harry Potter or something?
No.
Maybe
no.
You can explain a little bit, what are they?
Yeah.
So please, Bayu.
Maybe I can help with that. Avicennia and Rhizophora is two example of mangrove species that really major and really affect important in the system.
And one more? Both of Avicennia and Rhizophora are the mangrove species.
Mangrove species.
Yes.
Okay. I thought they're friends of something like Wingardium Leviosa.
Like the spell, right?
Okay. Putri Zulfania.
Yeah.
From DKI Jakarta Food Marine and Agriculture Resilience Agency, and also Bayu Pamungkas from Jakarta Mangrove Foundation. Thank you. Thank you so much for
Thank
sharing
you so
your
much.
Insight about green shores, blue seas, saving our mangroves together. Let's go hand in hand to preserve mangrove. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You for the opportunity.
Well, VOI listeners and viewers, that's a wrap today's Voice of Indonesia podcast. Thank you for watching, and until next time, stay inspired, stay involved, and stay connected with nature. I'm Rahma from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. VOI listener, when we go on holiday to an area, we usually buy various kinds of souvenirs for our family or colleagues at the office. There are various kinds of souvenirs that we can buy, such as clothes and various fashion products as souvenirs. Today's Indonesian Wonder informs you about clothes and various fashion products in various regions in Indonesia that offer unique designs and still highlight the characteristics of the region's original culture. Call it Dagadu Jogja. As a creative industry native to Yogyakarta, it is certainly not surprising that most of Dagadu's t-shirt designs are steeped in Yogyakarta city icons. Starting from illustrations of Tugu Jogja, Taman Sari, and Kraton Yogyakarta Palace. Uniquely, Dagadu Jogja also has a visual design with the addition of eccentric Javanese sentences which really describe the city of Yogyakarta. A holiday to Bali is incomplete if you don't buy jogger clothes. Different from fashion souvenirs in general, jogger is famous for its eccentric word designs. That's why, to this day, jogger is still known as the word factory. Apart from t-shirts, the local merchandise industry, which is famous for its tagline Jogger Jelek, also sells various fashion products which are no less unique and interesting, such as bags, wallets, sandals, and shoes, watches, and various other typical Balinese souvenirs. Listener, besides pempek fish cake, Palembang, South Sumatra is also famous for its unique and creative local products. This can be seen from the many local merchandise industries, which are almost always targeted by tourists. One of the most popular one is Nyenyes. Nyenyes, or meaning chatty in Palembang language, is a local creative industry famous for its unique t-shirt designs. This is because almost all Nyenyes fashion product designs use images that are identical to Palembang, such as Ampera Bridge, Kemaro Island. Interestingly, fashion products from Nyenyes also have a collection of t-shirts with a combination of songket woven cloth motif. Of course, the modification of traditional woven cloth with modern clothing will be an attraction for visiting tourists. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
What is this food? its main ingredients is snail. But it ain't escargot from Italy. The snail is made as curry, along with various Indonesian typical spices. Some says this menu is only available during the holy month of Ramadan. What is this food? Gulai Siput. The typical food of Riau is also called Gulai Cipui or Lengkitang.
Coba kau catat, keretaku tiba pukul 4 sore. Tak usah kau tanya, aku ceritakan nanti. Hey cantik, kemana saja? Tak ada berita, sedikit cerita. Aku baca lagi pesan di ujung. Jakarta muram kehilanganmu. Terang lampu kota tak lagi sama. Sudah saatnya kau tengok puing yang tertinggal. Sampai kapan akan selalu berlari hingga kini masih selalu ku. Sana mantra apa entah yang istimewa. Ku percaya selalu ada sesuatu di Jogja. Dengar lagu lama ini katanya, izinkan aku pulang ke kota. Jalan, jalan kaki saja menyusuri kota. Ceritakan semua ceritamu padaku. Ya Jakarta, diam kehilanganmu. Bau wangi hujan tak lagi sama. Saatnya kau jemput musik yang tertinggal. Sampai kapan aku kan bernyanyi sendiri. Hingga kini masih selalu menanti-nanti. Terbawa lagi langkahku ke sana. Izinkan aku pulang.
welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is Di Pasar Terapung, Lok Baintan. Di Pasar Terapung, Lok Baintan, which means at Lok Baintan Floating Market. You will listen to a conversation about bisa kurang, bisa kurang, which means can you lower the price? The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a food hawker at Lok Baintan Floating Market. Let's listen to their conversation.
Pisang sale buah kedondong, Bang Bule jajan dodol dong.
Wah, keren pantunnya. Berapa harga dodol durian ini, Bu?
20.000, Mister.
Bisa kurang atau tidak?
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Bisa kurang, which means can you lower the price? I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Bisa, bisa, which means can. Kurang, kurang, which means less. Atau, atau, which means or. Bisa kurang atau tidak. Bisa kurang atau tidak, which means can you lower the price? Buah kedondong. Buah kedondong, which means Spanish plum. Jajan, jajan, which means buying snack. Dodol durian. Dodol durian, which means durian paste. Keren, keren, which means cool. Pantun, pantun, which means rhyme. Berapa, berapa, which means how much. Harga, harga, which means price. 20.000, 20.000, which means 20,000. In this conversation, you will listen to an expression bisa kurang atau tidak. Bisa kurang atau tidak, which means can you lower the price? In that, there is the phrase bisa kurang, which means can it be lower? And this expression is used when bargaining for price at a traditional market. The phrase bisa kurang, which means can it be lower, actually also means can you lower the price? In this conversation, Chris asked the seller to lower the price down. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions in bargaining a price. Boleh kurang, which means can you make it cheaper? Apakah ada diskon? Apakah ada diskon, which means is there any discount? For your information, pantun or rhyming poem is UNESCO Intangible Cultural Heritage since December 17, 2020. Pantun or rhyming poem nomination was requested jointly by Indonesia and Malaysia. For the people of Indonesia and Malaysia, pantun or rhyme plays an important role as a social communication instrument. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Pisang sale buah kedondong. Bang bule, jajan dodol dong.
Wah, keren pantunnya. Berapa harga dodol durian ini, Bu?
20 ribu, Mister.
Bisa kurang atau tidak?
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about bisa kurang. Bisa kurang, which means can you lower the price? We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I am Ahmad Faisal, sampai jumpa.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a Malay song entitled Lenggang Zapin Palembang, performed by Hoire Muhtar. The song was composed by Fir Azwar. It highlights the beauty of Palembang's Malay culture in South Sumatra. With its dynamic zapin rhythm and meaningful lyrics, this song reflects a deep love for the traditions and local wisdom of the Palembang community. Lenggang Zapin Palembang carries an important message about the importance of preserving cultural heritage for future generations. It is not merely a source of entertainment, but also a medium for introducing Malay culture to the world. Well, listener, here is Lenggang Zapin Palembang by Hoire Muhtar. Happy listening.
And you're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia, and in a moment, a lot of Indonesian Muslims will be entering the month of Ramadan. And the Muhammadiyah version, or the people who are joining Muhammadiyah or following this Muhammadiyah, they will be starting the fasting month on the 18th of February. But what about the rest of the country, including the government? The government of Indonesia, through the Religious Affairs Ministry, will be having a meeting or a plenary session called Sidang Isbat today on the 17th of February 2026. And it is predicted that the Ramadan will be starting on the 19th of February, meaning there will be a slight difference between the Muhammadiyah one and also the government one about this. And of course, there is also the version of Nahdlatul Ulama, in which they are having their own method. And if it is not happening on the 18th of February, so they said that the first of Ramadan will be coming on the 20th of February. And that's how Ramadan started in Indonesia, despite we are having a lot of Muslims here, but they also are divided into different, how do we call it, houses or organizations. And you can tell us how it happens in your country to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia, a tapestry of diverse cultures, woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honor each other's customs and beliefs. Forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.
listeners, thank you very much for listening to The Voice of Indonesia.
If you have any comments or messages, feel free to contact us on our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, our Instagram, VOI_official, our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, or on WhatsApp at +62821-2381-2130.
And listeners, thank you very much for listening. I'm Steve.
And I'm Kyra.
Thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned on Radio Service, Voice of Indonesia.
From Indonesia to the world.